A program that grew out of the aftermath of Hurricane Ivan may finally be winding down in Northwest Florida. WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
Our funding, it is running out at the end of March. If we haven't used the money, we have to give it back.
Andrea Wick is the executive administrator of Rebuild Northwest Florida. She's talking about the grant money from FEMA that funds the operation.
If we've used it and we show that there's a large enough response, there's a chance that we could get more to continue.
Since it began after Hurricane Ivan, Rebuild Northwest Florida has helped homeowners reinforce or harden their homes against the wind damage caused by tropical storms.
2004, Hurricane Ivan, the worst day in the modern history of West Florida, period, in the conversation.
Garrett Walton is the CEO of Rebuild Northwest Florida. Back in the spring of 2014, we talked about the mission of Rebuild and how the effort began.
It started with business people, and then we quickly morphed and had lots of social service agency volunteers. Faith-based groups were big and others, to try to do something significant for the community. And what we resolved upon doing is repairing need-based homes, helping lower-income folks get their houses repaired. We did several thousands of those homes. Quickly, somebody asked a question as we started repairing those homes. What's going to happen when the next storm comes? We're just going to turn around and have to do the same thing over. There's got to be a better way. And the better way is found in some very good, solid building science. And that says, construct your homes a little different, do a few things to your home, and they have a better chance of surviving high winds and storms. And so that's the program that Rebuild has gotten into now.
Since that beginning, Rebuild Northwest Florida has hardened over 12,000 homes in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. About 18 months ago, at a ceremony commemorating the 10,000th home, Craig Fugate, the administrator of FEMA, spoke about the importance and success of the program for homeowners.
It's a chance to bring them up to a much stronger standard so they withstand the effects, particularly of winds.
When you talk to anybody about building a home to survive a hurricane, the number one factor you hear about over and over is wind. Andrea Wick says that's what the hardening process is primarily meant to do.
It has to do with roof deck attachment, making sure that the roof is tightly secured to the rest of the home. You don't want it blowing off. If the roof blows off, you've pretty much lost the home. It's all the opening protection, and that includes all the windows shuttered and then one egress door for entry into and out of the home in the case of a hurricane, and then a garage door if the garage is attached.
All of this work is done by private contractors from the area, and FEMA pays for 75% of the work. The people at Rebuild do all of the paperwork with FEMA, so homeowners do not have any contact with the agency. So, now that over 12,000 homes in the region have been hardened, the question is, has the program run its course?
I don't think we have. I think we've got a lot more homes that we could do. We have a lot of historic homes here. We have a lot of older homes here. The community's been around for a while. I think some of the newer homes, and that might be some of it, in Gulf Breeze, we had an initial burst from Santa Rosa County, and then it kind of dwindled off. I'm not sure why that is, but I think it's important for people to do it. The security, the safety, not having to be displaced from their home during a storm, all of those things and the insurance benefits come into play.
Rebuild Northwest Florida will continue operating until at least the end of March 2016. If they're still in need, they will apply for more funds from FEMA, but those funds are not guaranteed. If you would like to apply to have your home hardened, go to rebuildnwf.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.